for a look at what's going on the political front in New Hampshire. I'm joined now by NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, plenty to talk about right now. We've got New Hampshire's new governor, Maggie Hassan, has been inaugurated. The legislature opening up with a fight over guns. And, of course, looking ahead to the next state budget. So let's start with the inauguration. Her speech stressed cooperation and innovation, and it seemed to be well received.
You know, Rick, the speech was fairly well received, and it's worth noting that inaugural speeches aren't most of the time opportunities when politicians, at least in New Hampshire, tend to go for broke. The goal is to lay out themes for the general public, engender a sense of good feeling with lawmakers, and it seemed that Governor Hassan did pretty well on both scores, particularly perhaps with lawmakers. And good relations with them, especially state Senate Republicans, will be crucial for her because New Hampshire's legislature is divided, one of only three states where that's the case. The House is controlled by Democrats, the Senate by Republicans. So to get things done, Governor Hassan will truly need to work in a bipartisan manner.
Do you expect that the governor's past as a state senator will help?
You know, it should. And it's interesting that despite the size of our citizen legislature, relatively few recent governors have had that background. Former state and now U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen was the last. Go past Shaheen, and it's all the way back to Walter Peterson to find a New Hampshire governor with much of a legislative career in New Hampshire. He was a House Speaker. This is worth noting, I think, because Hassan mostly ran as if she were simply going to be an extension of the governorship of John Lynch, and he, for all his popularity, was at times almost aloof from the legislature, and nobody's expecting that from Governor Hassan.
Speaking of the legislature, the House of Representatives met for the first time last Wednesday. They voted to ban deadly weapons from the chamber and gallery. Can you tell us what happened there?
Well, Rick, it was a very long, 3 hours plus, and at times quite heated debate over House rules, which are set on the first day of the session. 2 years ago, Republicans in the House voted to allow concealed weapons to be carried in the chamber. That was overturning a ban that had stood for four decades. Democrats were essentially reinstating that previous prohibition.
Did the tone of the fight and the days over debate, did they get rid of the two controversial committees, redress of grievances and constitutional review? Did that foretell what this year's House is going to be like?
You know, perhaps. Rules debates, and that's what this was at the end of the day, are almost always purely partisan. Everybody knew this going into the room, and the Democrats had the numbers to win. You know, some Republicans, staunch gun rights types, and loyalists to former House Speaker Bill O'Brien, who had put in those two committees, did choose to fight on at length. That's their prerogative, to be sure. But it was interesting that the new Republican leadership team, led by Gene Chandler Bartlett, didn't really push this battle. And that's not to say that they favor the gun ban. They don't. But they clearly think the best way to represent the Republicans' party's interests may not be to loudly fight losing battles that that they know the Democrats are going to use to cast them as outside the mainstream. During the gun debate, for instance, David Hess, who's now the number two House Republican, actually approached the press riser, and he told reporters that he hoped that we'd note how few Republicans were participating in this floor fight. And later in the week, Republican Whip Sean Jasper sent caucus members an email chiding them for dragging things out. Not everyone appreciated his counsel, and it'll be interesting to see what happens within the Republican caucus as the legislature gets going in earnest.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. So what are lawmakers up to this week?
Well, the fun part, because you never really know exactly what they're up to with so many of them, but in terms of official business, a lot of it doesn't really get going for another couple of weeks. But later this morning, the House and Senate's Budget and Tax Committees are going to be briefed by economists and experts to help them get a handle on what will be the biggest issue for them and for Governor Hassan, too, putting together the state's next 2-year spending plan.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's NHPR's senior political reporter, Josh Rogers, who joins me each Monday morning at this time for The Political Front. We'll have a discussion of state political news.